USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor of an eastern Ukraine town where a deadly missile attack on a train station took place says about a quarter of the population planned to stay. This despite an expected Russian advancement. The missile attack on the train station killed at least 52 people and injured more than 100. Nate Mook, CEO of World Central Kitchen, was in the area after the missile attack. He spoke to ABC News.
These were innocent women and children and grandmothers trying to evacuate on trains, and they were the target of this attack.
4,000 people were at the station in hopes of leaving the area at the time. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the latest European leader to show their support for Ukraine in person. Johnson's surprise visit included a pledge for new military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.